Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of the NutriMedical Report, recommends hyperbaric chambers in many serious healthcare conditions, from stroke recovery to congestive heart failure to cancer, autoimmune diseases, and requiring serious infections to be dealt with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, ozone, and augmented oxygen. If you want to get a hyperbaric chamber for Dr. Bill, do contact him at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at 888-212-8871. Dr. Bill will arrange a lease and also documentation so you can write off the cost of your hyperbaric chamber against your health insurance and your taxes. The best hyperbaric chambers are the ones that Dr. Bill recommends or Summit to see, but do arrange through Dr. Bill Deagle, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, go to contact us and send your request of your specific condition. He will provide a consultation and the proper advice in nutraceuticals and other technology to augment your recovery. Take care with NutriMedical.com. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life Machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical. Jack. It is Monday. It is the 8th of April. Hard to believe we're already chewing through April, and probably in some less than 10 days we're going to have our Passover sale, which goes on for a number of days. We've got Tony here from the manufacturer for Neutrodyne, which is the monatomic plasma iodine. It is the fourth state of matter. It can displace fluoride, chloride, and bromide, which others can't. It can kill all pathogens by activating your macrophages. It can raise cell energetics, and it helps to detoxify these other halides. It's pretty amazing stuff. It helps the process of 5' deiodination, which converts T4, a pre-hormone, to T3 instead of reverse T3, which is through 5-deiodination. So, Tony, there's a very bad process going on, activated by not only demineralizing our soil from selenium and iodine, etc., but also in other trace elements such as manganese, it's necessary for methylation pathway support, etc. Chromium, vanadium for diabetes, it's being demineralized in the soil. But what's happening now is we have 5G network and smart meters. And what I've discovered, I have some videos I posted up on our latest newsletter and our shows, is that we're having a rush of oxidative stress on mitochondria and the biome in your gut, which are killed by electromagnetic pollution even before it starts to kill your own cells, eukaryotic DNA. And so we're having what's called a mitochondrial apocalypse, if you want to call it. And one of the things they'll protect against that is Neutrodyne. So on top of everything else, and of course, unfortunately, we have very bad advisors around Donald Trump. He's pushing 5G networks since January 2018, which is insane. But of course, the man doesn't know anything about this. And Mick Mulvaney, I even saw him on the video that I posted up, admits he knows nothing, but is all for it. Not only 5G, but they're talking about 6G. And these millimeter waves are actually extremely toxic to cells. Now, the majority of people that have hypothyroidism are type 2. And type 2 hypothyroidism is an abnormal ratio between free T3 and free reverse T3. And you can measure that in a blood test. Most labs, actually, LabCorp, Quest, and even in Canada will do the test for you. But most doctors are sloppy and really don't know. They don't know what they're doing because, to be honest with you, they don't get trained in intermediate metabolism, functional medicine, integrative wellness, or anything. I mean, they basically are completely and utterly ignorant. And that includes, by the way, endocrinologists are not measuring free T3 and free reverse T3. You can also validate that by measuring core body temperatures and a MET test where you actually clamp the nose and measure how much oxygen goes in, how much CO2 over a period of time, either resting or on exercise. And the MET test will show that people that are hypothyroid type 2 may not have antithyroperoxidase enzymes or antimicrosomal and thyroglobulin antibodies, but their metabolism is blunted because they're producing too much reverse thyroid hormone. And we also have increased use of halides. We have chloramines and fluoramines, which are many thousands of times more toxic than fluoride or chloride. And we have, of course, the soils are more and more depleted of the trace elements to protect and help deiodination. You need selenium as well as iodine, which we have in our Neutrodyne, to small doses, 3 or 4, but need the other additional elements that are in our Minerals Plus and Vitamin Max in order for the deiodination process to occur, along with cell detox, glutathione, and H2-plex, which gets rid of hydroperoxy radical, because the most persistent free radical is hydroperoxy, then it can be converted to nitroperoxy. It converts very quickly from singlet oxygen, and if you don't get rid of that, it interferes with thyroid deiodination in your thyroid gland and your peripheral tissues. So go ahead with some questions today, Tony. It's a very important thing. People don't realize that a great deal of people that are obese, basically are hypometabolic. Anybody who has heart disease and plaque has free radical levels. That's why plaque can get oxidized and form dead macrophages called a foam cell, which is anitis for plaque. Dementia of the brain actually is just basically the astrocytes are no longer able to metabolize sugar. That's why we have a new product now called Keto Power that provides the ketones and medium-chain triglycerides that can act as an alternate brain fuel as well as muscle fuel for athletic performance and actually assist in weight loss. But you have to have a safe ketogenic diet, which means you want to stick to anti-inflammatory fats like Omega Supreme Pro, wild-caught fish, salmon. Don't eat any shellfish from the West Coast because it's going to have radioisotopes in it. And don't eat any non-grass-fed meat. If you eat non-grass-fed meat, it's going to have pro-inflammatory fatty acids in it. So go ahead with your questions, Tony.
So I was curious. This is about more of like the oral health. What can someone, you know, I've heard a lot that oral health...
You mean in their mouth, right? Oral by their mouth, right? Yeah, we use a Neutrodyne in a hydrofloss machine. You can get a hydrofloss at online at Amazon or any place, you know, CVS pharmacy. And what you do is you just put 15 to 20 drops in the chamber in about 800 mils of water, and you irrigate your gums and teeth four times a day, and it'll clear up the periodontal disease very nicely. Neutrodyne is amazing for doing that. And, of course, if you don't kill off the nanobacteria, they grow in your artery walls, and they're one of the major factors causing plaque. Because I've never seen anybody that didn't need, had bypass surgery or blocked arteries that didn't have nanobacteria. And we've also identified two other viruses that are present, cytomegalovirus and Epstein-Barr virus. And by the way, Epstein-Barr virus antigen is a marker for cancer. So, you know, EBV actually grows in tissue and can actually cause genetic changes and cause cancer, too.
Wow.
So, vascular disease is not sterile, so you're right. You want to get rid of periodontal disease, and I recommend also to heal the gums, you use a puncture CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol a couple times a day, and you can take the note after you chew on it, or just swallow it. But it's very important to understand that we live in a society where our bodies are constantly in a battle with pathogens, and we're losing that battle, especially because of increased spread of pathogens around the world, increased genetic engineering, increased stress on the host, so the host mutate the pathogen, and decreased ability of the body. So more and more of the population have mitochondrial dysfunction, hypothyroidism, and they need Neutrodyne. I mean, it's probably one of the most important things that our society needs, especially mamas that don't want to have a mentally retarded baby. You want to make sure you have enough iodine. You don't have gestational hypothyroidism in the baby because they'll get microcephaly or small brain size even.
So can you actually, is hypothyroid or any thyroid disease genetic? That's what I hear. Can you
correct that? No, it's not genetic at all. It's completely acquired. Two primary things. We know the gland viruses will trigger off antithyroglobulin antibodies or thyroid peroxidase and antimicrosomal antithyroglobulin antibodies, which you can measure titer, which is rare. It's about 1 in 200 times, 200 times more common plus, is type 2 hypothyroidism, where basically you don't convert T4 to T3, you convert T4 to reverse T3. And that's due to 5-deiodinase, and it happens in people that are pre-diabetic, hypertensive, et cetera, because they're all kind of combined conditions. The latter phases of insulin resistance basically causes hyperglycemia in phase 6 and 7. But most people don't realize hypertension, obesity, and hypothyroidism all go together, the early phases of the same illness that eventually becomes diabetes. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So diabetes is basically a mitochondrial dysfunction in the muscles. And when your muscles dysfunction, they end up not having the glutathione transport or sugar metabolism. And that's why things like our Keto Power is very good for that, and our supplements to increase muscles like our omega muscles, amino acids, and sports energy light. You can make a drink with those three things, and you can chew the tablets for NADH. Because NADH levels are low in the muscles of people that are hypothyroid. At ATP. So Neutrodyne is very important. It helps restore, and the thing is that Neutrodyne works in your peripheral tissues. People make a mistake, and doctors do, by giving Cytomel, which is activated, matrix slow-release T3. And the body's not a hopper. You can't just pour T3 in and have it slowly released with a matrix. It's activated where it needs to in the peripheral tissues by the autonomic nervous system, and you need seven minerals, things like forskolin, cell detox, glutathione, hydroplex, H2-plex, which is hydrogen, to get rid of singlet oxygen, hydroproxy radical. And if you don't have proper deiodination in the periphery, and each organ is particularly different, liver, kidneys, brain, each organ has their own peripheral autonomic control of deiodination. It's like a clutch in your system, in each organ. So you can have hypothyroidism in your brain or in your liver, but not in other organs. And basically, when someone has diabetes, they're getting mitochondrial dysfunction in their skeletal muscle. Interesting,
wow. That is. Hey, so somebody actually asked, does our nascent, the Neutrodyne, does it activate for a certain period of time, and then, after that period of time, it's not active anymore? What kind of take do you have on that?
Which one, the molecule?
The nascent, the atomic form.
Well, first off, a lot of people call things nascent, but they're diatomic. This is monatomic. The best term to use is a plasma form, which is a fourth state of matter, because it shattered with a Tesla field that shattered the diatomic bonding. So it's higher energy than regular diatomic iodine. Otherwise, diatomic iodine wouldn't displace fluoride, chloride, or bromide. And because it's lower energy, the other thing is, too, if you have a lot of fluoride in your water and so on, you're actually going to have displaced the iodine molecule for fluoride or chloride or bromide. They discovered this some years ago in Quebec, Canada, where they were deciding to make Quebecers have a big head on the beer using a brominated salt system, and it made a really good, beautiful-looking head on the beer, but it made people go hypothyroid really quickly after they started drinking heavy, because Quebecers are big beer drinkers. And same thing with fluoridated water, chlorinated water. If it doesn't matter if it's a mama or a child or whatever, if you're drinking a lot of chlorinated or fluorinated water, especially the fluoramines and chloramines, you're going to become functionally hypothyroid, even if your free T4 and free T3 look normal, because there actually may be a fluoride molecule rather than iodine in there. And the test doesn't distinguish whether it's fluoride or iodine. Isn't that interesting?
That is. And so if your will your body hold on to the iodine long enough for it to lose its energetic state to displace fluoride and chloride?
Well, you have to continue taking it, because the body, see, each body organ has the ability to make a tiny amount of iodine, especially the thyroid gland. But the conversion process, when the iodine is, what happens is when it binds to thyroid hormone, the thyroid hormone is degraded pretty quickly from T3 to T2 and reverse T2. And so the whole process, you have to use it up. In other words, that's why you don't just take it for a while and then you're done. You have to continue taking a small amount all the time, even if it's only 3 or 4 drops in your wrist a couple times a day, so you help your thyroid. Now, if you have a pathogen you're trying to kill, you're trying to activate your macrophages, because what iodine does is make your macrophages, special forces macrophages to kill off pathogens. So it generates superoxide anion radicals, so it really makes them a lot more powerful. So the most powerful of our antipathogenics is Neutrodyne. Then we have Allicin Med, NutriSilver, which is the deuterium-depleted atomic silver with a liposomal envelope. And by the way, when I make my custom minerals for people after I get their blood tests, that's what I do, whether it's molybdenum, chromium, zinc, vanadium, etc. Those particular minerals are deuterium-depleted minerals with a liposomal envelope. And I have to make them myself in my own. I have to custom make them for them, because they're not available. I have to take components from different places and put them together.
You know, something also that's exciting about the Neutrodyne is that we plan to do some research behind the unpaired electron and to see, how it reacts and stuff like that. That's something that's in the near future with an electron spin resonance spectrometry.
Yeah, and of course, what happens is electropollution is degrading mitochondria, so it's using up the iodine quicker. So our society is functioning hypothyroid and hypo, if you want to call it, doesn't have enough activated iodine. And our soils are depleted of the free radicals to protect and prevent abnormal oxidative stress. So if you've got selenium depleted soil, you need selenium, for example, for proper deiodination and 6 other minerals besides the iodine. And, if you don't have those, you're not going to get proper deiodination. That's why we have forskolin, which is coleus forskolii, to help deiodination in the 5' prime position to convert T4 to T3. And so when someone's hypothyroid, I like to have them monitoring their core body temperature first thing in the morning with a gerothermal alcohol or a 2-digit, pregnancy thermometer. And if they're still hypothermic after lunch, they need to take an extra 2 thyroid. And take at least 4 to 5 drops in water or whatever twice a day of the Neutrodyne. And then if I need to, I'll refer them to a physiologist to do a MET test on them to actually determine what their metabolism rate is. Because the average person who's hypothyroid, their metabolism rate be 25% to 40% below normal, and they're prone to become hypertensive and obese and diabetic. I mean, everybody who has diabetes, I call it, is a hypothyroid person. Everybody. There's no exceptions.
Well,
interesting. They're all hypothyroid. They all have type 2 hypothyroidism.
So what is the difference between type 2 and type 1?
Type 1 is antibodies against the gland caused by a gland virus. So you get antithyroglobulin and antimicrosomal antibodies and your thyroid peroxidase enzyme's high. Type 2 is basically just a conversion for the 5-deiodination to reverse thyroid, the rusty key that blocks the crystallography of your mitochondria for oxidative phosphorylation in the Krebs cycle. So it's blocking the actual enzymatic production of ATP and NADH by degrading reverse T3 that blocks the metabolism rather than T3. You could use reverse T3 in suspended animation for long space flight. Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients to provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutraMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutraMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. welcome back. You know, it's interesting. I like people to ask questions. In fact, I beg people to ask questions. When they go on my website, NutriMedical.com, we're doing a lot of upgrades, by the way. We're doing upgrades to our clay and iron site, Deagle-Network, which is now, we'll also take the URL, NutriMedicalNetworksPlural.com. And if people want to find out and want to call into the show, I recommend that. But if they can't, or their case is too complex, they can just simply email and contact us at NutriMedical. I love to talk to doctors, and I have a lot of doctor and nurse patients, believe it or not, that are telemedicine patients. And what's most amazing, some of them have been in practice 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and they don't want to suffer their colleagues because, to be honest with you, they know their colleagues are ignorant. Now, it's shocking to actually be in practice for that length of time and be ignorant of the underlying science as to what you're doing, whether you're a cardiologist or a geriatrician or a pediatrician or an obstetrician. But you got to understand that doctors are trained in very basic science so they can be good drug salesmen and they won't disagree with the drug company. Now, people may say, Dr. Deagle, that's a little ridiculous. I said, no, it's not. It's reality. And, in fact, you'll not see any doctors ever, except maybe 7 years ago, I had a doctor that decided that he was going to try to take Dr. Deagle on air. And, you know, I know people want to say, Dr. Deagle, you talk over your guests, you need to shut up, you think you know everything. If I talk about something, I know it, okay? Now, I may not know everything, and if you throw something new that I haven't had any experience, I'll pull it apart logically and tell you what's going on. Now, look at heart disease. What is vascular disease? I was involved with, I have a very long career. I've been in medicine 45 years. And back in 1977, I was working with Dr. Moskowitz, who's a PhD biochemist, working at the University of British Columbia, and he also had taken major research at Harvard and elsewhere. But this guy was a board-certified cardiologist, and we were doing blood tests on Eskimos, Northwest Territories, people, the Inuit. And what we discovered, and we did hundreds and hundreds of bloods. I drew a lot of them myself, actually, in the Vancouver General Hospital. And the blood would separate, you know, just like the old-style milk before you got it homogenized. You know, I'm a kid of the 50s, so I'd go out and sneak out of my bedroom, and the milkman wouldn't stick the milk outside to get, you know, in the sunlight and so on. He'd actually go into your refrigerator and put the milk in so it'd be nice and cold when you get up to have a coffee or tea. And, of course, in Canada, they're more prone to have tea than coffee. Or you'd grab the milk, and if you're a real clever kid like me, you'd actually pop the top off the milk and pour the cream off. Now, that's what their blood looked like, but they never got heart disease. Now, the people were stocky because you have long limbs, you're more likely to freeze to death in the Northwest Territories, but these people weren't fat. They were stocky, but not fat. And they had a little pouch on their seal flipper and a narwhal blubber in their little pouch. They didn't eat white man's bread, alcohol, or even canned peas. And as a result, they didn't have pro-inflammatory fatty acids. Now, when I do a test, I actually measure a lipid electrophoresis. I do a systolic and diastolic blood test, which I, by the way, had the only dual laser viscometer west of Harvard University back in the late 90s and early 2000s, working with a top cardiologist from Harvard. And when I talk to doctors, including even cardiologists and internists, they actually act like they, blah, 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 I know more than you, Dr. Deagle. That's extremely freaking unlikely, okay? I've asked more questions than any other decent human beings 1,000 years old. Now, most of the time I realize I'm freaking stupid, or I've been taught things that are stupid. And what's really distressing to me is the doctors pretend that they know stuff that causes heart disease. Well, it's real simple. You take little globules of oxidized cholesterol called 9-norinol hydroxycholesterol. I worked with Phil Broughton at AEL Labs in Los Angeles for years. Or oxidized trans fats or oxidized pro-inflammatory fatty acids like omega-6. And when a macrophage eats these inflammatory fats, they go, uh-oh, bad meal, and they die. And when a macrophage dies, it becomes a thing called a foam cell. Foam cells release soluble ICAM 1 and 2. They precipitate platelets and fibrin and layer upon layer like a Hessian tar paper shack, which might keep the rain off your head, but if you get a big wind, it's going to crack your roof and it's going to float away or blow away. Well, that's what plaque is. If it actually precipitates a clot, it can shoot down the artery or it can block the whole artery off, and that's what heart disease is. Now, when you talk to doctors and they try to pretend that they know it, or they want to just lower your cholesterol by giving you an HMG or your reductase inhibitor, they need to be slapped intellectually across the face because they're dummies. You don't lower someone's cholesterol, you lower their free radical levels in their body, and you get them away from pro-inflammatory fats, trans fats, etc. Now, there's a number of parameters you have to do. You have to reduce blood viscosity. When I do a Meridian Valley Labs test, I measure their systolic and diastolic blood viscosity. If it's high, I give them cardiovasc and I add nattokinase. Now, you have to do that, and the cardiovasc, a lot of people say, Dr. Deagle, I can't afford to take the five or six things like we have a core four for heart disease or hypertension. I say, Cardiovasc, Omega Serene Pro, Supernox, and Magnesium Glycinate. But a lot of people, they just say, well, Doc, I can only afford the Cardiovasc. And a lot of time they say, look, my blood pressure dropped, Doc. I'm feeling better. I used to be on that junk Extendivite, Strauss Heart Drops, Heart and Body, which are kind of knockoff formulas that don't have the quality or the validation that every batch has the same number of molecules, even from the right plant and the right part of the plant from the right continent. But Dr. Deagle has the good stuff. And a lot of people are saying, hey, Doc, I'm no longer having little spells that might be, you know, TIAs because you're throwing off microclots to your brain. I can feel my legs now. I don't get weekend warrior syndrome where my legs don't cramp all up. Or now my brain's perfusing so I can remember my grandkids and my grocery list. So there's a lot of really unusual things that happen when people start perfusing their body better, aren't they? So let's go through those seven synergistic herbs. The first one, of course, is from the leaf and flower, not the berry. It's called Vitaxin, which is similar to digoxin. And it's from what plant?
Called the hawthorn plant.
Right. And that helps as a cardiotonic for cardiac contraction and blood vessel contraction. Next one is, of course, aged garlic that gets rid of nanobacteria and lowers C-reactive protein and stops angiotensin-converting enzymes. Very important. Next component is?
So then we have the bilberry.
Dialyzable antioxidant. You always have to... then we have the... I know you know it right off the top of your head. The bilberry is dialyzable, which means it goes through every solid organ in your body and grabs free radicals. Free radicals are the bad boys. In fact, when somebody says, I have glycated hemoglobin because they're diabetic, sugar does not attach to proteins or enzymes unless it's affected by free radicals. So they don't look at the fact that you need a free radical blocker. So when you take Cardiovasc, it lowers your free radical level dramatically with singlet oxygen, hydroproxy radical, nitroproxy. And if you don't, you're going to oxidize cholesterol to 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol and produce even antibodies. You're going to oxidize fatty acids to get T-bars, which you can actually measure in someone's blood, or oxidize trans fats. And these oxidized fats, when the macrophage eats them, they go, uh-oh, bad meal, and they croak. They die and become a dead macrophage called a foam cell. Next component.
So then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne is very important for nitric oxide. You're going to release nitric oxide. Third gas. Your body needs nitric oxide, or you can't even dump the oxygen from the hemoglobin molecule into your tissue. Very important. Next component.
We have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is going to lower blood viscosity and improve microcirculation, so it helps your brain perfuse better, your muscles, your liver, whatever. Very important. It's one that the Canadian government removed because of an anti-state in Canada. Remember now, socialized medicine is, at its heart, communist, and it assumes that you're stupid and they're not. So it says, you're not going to be smart enough to stop this 2 to 3 days before major surgery, so we're just going to make sure it's not even in the pill. So we have the original formula with Cardiovasc. I'm sure your dad must have thought this is a little frustrating. With the high certification you guys have, that you had to pull it from the formula in Canada, eh?
Yeah, it's just the way it is in Canada.
And again, remember, if we get control-freak Democrats, remember, they're not just talking about single-payer health care. They're talking about single-payer totalitarian health care. You take things that they give you, whether it's generic drugs or poor-quality vitamins or inadequate treatment, and that's all they're offering. They're not offering anything else. So you won't get innovative care, and if you don't take the vaccines, you won't be able to go to school or even go to a senior home or the hospital. People don't understand this, that totalitarian care is bad. The herd immunity thing is, if you had immunity, why would you worry? If you already got the vaccine, you think it's so damn good, don't worry about whatever other people have. If they're going to get sick, that's their problem. But the fact is, they try to pretend that somehow you can infect somebody that's already vaccinated when that's not true, because if the vaccine was so damn good. So that's another issue. Next component beyond that, we have Vitaxin.
Milk thistle.
Milk thistle to stimulate detoxification. And your body is toxic, okay? You got toxic heavy metals, you got toxic chemicals, you got toxins. And those toxins are irritating your artery walls, burning your artery walls, and affecting fatty acids and also your enzymes. And the other component is the
Valerian.
Yeah, most people are stressed. I mean, if you talk to the average person, teenager, adult, whatever, and you actually had a stress score, everybody, no matter what they are, whether they're a kid with their cell phone or going to school, or the adult trying to get their first job, or a middle-aged person trying to take care of their aging parents and their kids are still at home in their mid-30s, everybody's stressed. I'm sure it's the same thing in Canada or any other Western country. Stress is bad. Stress turns into free radicals, so you got to de-stress somebody, and the valerian helps to de-stress you. So basically, you're going to reduce the blood viscosity, make your body not allow the cholesterol to get oxidized, keep your arteries vigorous, help them contracting. You get a primary shearing force from the heart and secondary shearing force from your blood vessels, and if you don't maintain health of your mitochondria and your arteries, you're not going to have a secondary pulse, a tall wave that moves the blood to the periphery. And all the blood flow back from the periphery to your heart is contractile vessels, venules, veins, inferior vena and superior vena cava. It has nothing to do with the heart. The heart only pumps the lung fields and notes of the aorta. That's it. The rest of it is contractile waves of the secondary arteries to your periphery, either your head, your ascending arterioles to the head, or your peripheral arteries like your renal arteries and your arteries to your leg, your iliac vessels. So much for the so-called theories that your heart pumps all the blood around your body. It just doesn't. It starts the initial ball rolling. It's like the maestro with his baton. Think of the heart as a maestro. Pretty good, hey? The heart maestro. And by the way, there's no flow bad to the heart. The heart doesn't have a giant straw. We get some really good testimonials of people that take our Cardiovasc. I take four twice a day. I'm a big boy. I take four twice a day, and I love it. I take CoQ10, Supreme, CoQ10, Ubiquinol, Magnesium Glycinate, VascuCare, Carnitine. I take a Red Deer Velvet and MycoD2 for heart. I take anti-inflammatory cell defense plus cell detox glutathione. I take our Gamma E Plus and our Ultrathiamin B1 has transketolase and singlet oxygen. And when you do all those things, your body says, you know, high five, dig. I don't think I'll kill you this year. I don't think I'll kill you this year. Isn't that funny? I don't think I'll block your arteries off so you need to have your chest crack like a lobster to put a bypass in. Or I don't think I'm going to give you a stroke, Dick. What do you think of that? Is that a good idea? No stroke this year? And you know, the problem is I'm seeing younger and younger people getting disease. And people don't realize when you have decreased perfusion, you also have secondary infection in the tissue. And that causes cancer. People don't realize decreased perfusion to an organ is a precursor to cancer. So if you get decreased perfusion, say, to your prostate gland, you're likely to get prostate cancer or your breast cancer or your liver. So when you get fractional areas where there's poor perfusion, you build up stealth pathogens and eventually genetic damage, and cells escape that and they try to survive. Pretty wild, hey? A lot of people make assumptions that, you know, disease happens in a vacuum. No. It's like... let's put it this way. It's like not cleaning up your room over and over again. You tell your kid to clean it up after he's been back home from college for a month. And you go in a room and you see banana peels that are a month old and old sandwiches and stuff rotting. And then actually now he's got mice invading his room because they want to get that food, right? Disease is the same. I mean, disease is infections growing on old non-detox tissues, mineral depleted, which basically means you never cleaned out your drawers and your cupboards and everything. Never got rid of the old food that was laying around. That's what disease is. I mean, people are like, well, how does that happen? Duh. If you walk in with a camera and took some photos, or with your, now they do with your iPhone, you'd say, hey, kid, now I know why I hear weird nibbling sounds, because they're nibbling at the wires in your computer because they're mice, because they like your old sandwiches. Well, same thing goes for your health. If you take Cardiovasc, you're tending to your heart and circulation and the circulation of your brain, your liver, all your organs, and you're trying to pretend and make sure your arteries don't get calcified and that you get a good, nice peristaltic wave and your blood flows like water, not maple syrup in Canada or corn syrup in the U.S. Pretty good, hey? Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The Pure Water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Carrot Bars is the most powerful system for storing money worldwide as gram gold, with a bank in Stuttgart, Germany, and the ability to transport it to your home anywhere on the planet. It also allows the conversion to cryptocurrencies through the ICO coins that are going to mature on July 4th, 2019, and increase the value dramatically. Nothing like cryptocurrency in the form of gold, and as well the ICO coins, the Carrot Bar gram currency can be used worldwide as a stable currency to exchange across the planet for purchasing and selling and storing in your own bank or banks around the world. Get Carrot Bars Gold through NutriMedical.com. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical through the drop-down menu, and we will send you on to our senior person, Jim Deal, who will help to arrange for you to get the Carrot Bars Gold through our Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical 7 Carrot Bar site, as well set you up with the ICO coins that will mature and dramatically increase your value. Save with NutriMedical every day. Improper digestion or maldigestion is very common. Our correction is with NutriMeds, Gastrozyme, plant-based broad-spectrum pH enzymes, and Digestes. Digestes restores stomach acid and pepsin, and the Gastrozyme supports the pancreatic enzymes with plant-based enzymes. You can improve digestion dramatically, reduce food allergies, reduce dysbiosis and small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and improve overall body nutrition by digesting your food properly. Amazing formulas available from NutriMedical.com exclusively. Do contact Bill Deagle for a starter protocol for your dysbiosis, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or other problems with maldigestion or ulcers. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol just by contacting us by phone, 888-212-8871, or by email. Stay well every day with NutriMedical in your life. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back anytime between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Believe.
back, and I have Dave here from ProMag. And I love this ProMag gel. I have a bottle on my desk. I have a bottle by my sink, my bedside, of the ProMag pain relief gel, and the endurance gel is fantastic. What they do is they take the living sea minerals, and they have a special gel to make sure it flows better and it absorbs better. And then, of course, the pain gel also has Arnica Montana and methylsulfonylmethane for your joint regeneration, your cartilage regeneration, and for pain relief. And these are really good products. I mean, if you've got sore knees, slap them on a couple times a day, and boy, it's amazing how it lubes up your knees. And you can actually feel it opening up the circulation as it feels like it's cooling off the joints. The fact is, every disease state is a mineral deficiency, and I'm making a lot of research. I'll be talking in hour two with Dr. Truat about this and about the latest version that's the next generation from the QRS mat called the Cell Vital Fibonacci frequency machine out of Germany, which we're arriving in a couple days' time. We'll have our new inventory. And how I use the photon sound beam Tesla violet ray machine to amplify the tissues in this new Cell Vital pad. And the sonic life to actually deliver the specific frequencies of the atomic plasma resonance of minerals and amino acids, because every disease state is a deficiency of minerals, either an actual primary deficiency or a blockade so it's not absorbed into the tissue to turn on the genes to correct the structural protein and enzyme deficiency. And if you don't have the minerals, that's why your transdermal absorption of the endurance gel is so good. You can put it on your abdomen or your legs or your back or whatever, and you'll absorb it into your whole body to correct the enzymatic deficiencies. And then if you have a pain problem, just slap the pain relief gel on an area, and you just take the pump. It's real nice smelling, too. I mean, you can smell it in the air. It's like, it calms you down. And do you notice how people say when they put the gel on, it makes them feel calmer?
Absolutely. It certainly does. And that it's a combination of the menthol, which is the predominant essential oil, but you also have the frankincense oil, the eucalyptus oil, and the chamomile oil as well, which helps the penetration of the minerals in the cooling gel, which is more of our therapeutic version of the standard performance gel. Both of them do have the MSM, the sulfur, organic sulfur, in
right.
them. It's just that the oils make it more vital, and the penetration is greater in the cooling gel.
Right.
And it's similar in some ways to the Icy Hot with the menthol in it, except, in fact, we had this pointed out to us dramatically. We're working with a doctor who owns a school for massage therapists. And they got a hold of our product here a few weeks ago, and they just went nuts with it. He's got it in every room, every therapy room, and so he's got an active therapy business set up. But he also has the school associated with it. And when we went in to speak to his school here a few weeks ago, he says, "I want you folks to understand what you've got here. You've got the smell of the Icy Hot, but that's about it." And he says, when you go in and buy the Icy Hot, this is what you're paying for per ounce. The ProMag cooling gel has the same fragrance, the cooling effect, he said, but you're getting all the minerals that you don't get in the Icy Hot, and it's cheaper. It's less expensive than the Icy Hot. And he really painted a clear picture as to what you're getting price-wise, plus the penetration of the minerals. And the last thing is you don't get any chemicals. There are no chemicals, no man-made chemicals in the solution on top of that. So
yeah, it's amazing.
He painted the picture pretty well. It sure is. Yes, sir.
It is amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I want people to understand that our society, if you actually look at it objectively, our society and our civilization is dying. Now, the thing that literally vomited up, the state of Israel vomited up the people of Israel, was the fact that you didn't give a Sabbath rest to the land. And if you summarize what the Sabbath rest to the land is, it's actually minerals. If you don't let a land go fallow or rotate the crops, you're going to end up with demineralization of your food, which means there's not going to be vitamin or mineral content or any food value. So we're eating the food of famine right now. Since the 1940s to 1990s, U.S. Department of Agriculture has seen a 93 to 98% drop in trace important minerals like selenium, chromium, vanadium, manganese, etc., And so our food basically is valueless. If it doesn't have the minerals, there's not going to be the vitamins or the flavor in it. That's why if you eat truly organic food that's grown on soil that has minerals, it actually has taste and food value. Our food doesn't. I remember eating food as a kid that, you know, came out of the ground after they got manure on it and had minerals. It's completely different than the so-called genetically modified food that's pushed to grow big. It has no taste or food value. Well, without minerals, your body doesn't have value either. And the problem is the minerals actually turn on the genes to make the structural proteins and enzymes. So if you don't have, for example, zinc metalloenzymes, you can't make connective tissue or heal organs. If you don't have copper, if you don't have magnesium, which is really important to stop muscle cramps and stop counteract the calcium, you get uncontrolled contraction or spasm. Artery spasm, muscle spasm, etc. And the activation was called calmodulin A and B that actually activate enzymes that are out of control. And free radicals. So people don't really understand it. And, you know, we're in a sense, although we have the danger of a big event like a coronal mass ejection from the sun or EMP attack or nuclear war, by and large, our society is going out with a whimper. It's going out by not demineralizing our food, giving us genetically modified food, force vaccinating us, and exposing us to a lot of biotoxins that attach to our body proteins and make them more immunogenic and cause autoimmune disease. So we're dying. And people don't want to hear that diagnosis. Oh, Dr. Deagle, you're being too negative. No, I'm not. I'm being realistic. All right, we drink toxic water. We have demineralized soil. We have a deficiency of proteins. We wonder why we're getting so many kids with ADD and ADHD and so many people with early heart failure and diabetes. And it shouldn't be surprising if you don't have chromium vanadium and you don't protect your muscles from free radical damage, you're going to end up with mitochondrial dysfunction in your skeletal muscle, then that's what's called diabetes. I mean, dang it, you know, why do people, and when I talk to doctors that don't know biochemistry or intermediate metabolism or quantum biophysics, it's disgusting. They try to pretend that they're a physician, but they can't problem solve anything. It's ridiculous, right?
Well, you've got you're exactly right. That is the problem, and that's been verified in a book that just came out a few years ago called The End of Food, where I can't remember the author, but he documented the dramatic decrease in minerals in virtually all across the spectrum of the food groups. And to that point, I was bare metal deficient before I began to delve into minerals back 20 years ago, and I began to research it because I was an active athlete.
It's Paul Roberts is the book. End of Food.
It's a powerful book, yes.
It shows corn there, basically, yeah. End of Food, Paul Roberts. And it says also in the subscript, it says the end of oil, right?
Yes. Well, and that's the thing. These are oil-based. I mean, my dad ran a fertilizer company and sold these not knowing the problem that he was perpetuating. And it's an oil-based chemical fraud for the food to make them look big and green.
Well, there's another book out here. There's a different one here. Thomas F. Pollock. The End of Food, by destroying our food supply and what you can do about it, right?
Yes. And the minerals in the magnesium oil that's with the added sulfur and all the ingredients, I remineralized my body with simple topical applications. I couldn't play basketball at 42 because my feet killed me. I realized there was a mineral deficiency. We got into the Dead Sea minerals. And 20 years later, I play basketball full court every week, and my feet don't hurt at all, proving that you can actually use this as a supplement.
In other words, you stop the plantar fasciitis and arthritis in your metatarsals and so on that are causing pain.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the consequences are we're going to see younger people getting Alzheimer's. We're going to see younger people getting diabetic. We're going to see more people becoming obese. We're going to see more hypertension, more cardiac disease, more heart failure. Heart failure is increasing dramatically because of mineral deficiencies. And heart failure is basically mitochondrial failure. And when you have mineral deficiencies, you can't protect your mitochondria because they're the weaker part of the cell that generate all your energy. So it's just one thing after another. It's like not running a business properly. And let's say your order department are screwing up over and over and over again. And then you realize that the people are drug addicts or they're kind of sleeping through the job all day long and they're up all night because they're manic. And you realize, my business is failing because I have bad people in my order department. Well, the order department is your mitochondria. And if your mitochondria is starting to fail because of mineral deficiencies and free radicals, you're going to die. And you're going to hurt first and get sick first before you die.
Yes, and the glyphosate's now going to take that to another level. The increase of the use of the Roundup with the glyphosates in there directly attacks the sulfur and the sulfates and the sulfation of the body, which we're already short on. And that's one reason we added sulfur to our product, is to help counteract that, because the sulfur is the perfect antidote for these glyphosates we're having to deal with now.
Yeah, and by the way, the sulfur, you went to add, well, the sulfur resonance, it's with Linus Pauling's equations, it's 47.784634912 hertz. That's a few decimal points.
Absolutely.
There. But it's 47.8 hertz, basically. And when you put those atomic resonance, you open up the ion channels. See, your telomere at the end of your chromosome talks to your ion channels to let the minerals in to turn on your genes. And if you're your hair's going to turn gray, it's because your ion channels tell your hair follicle, don't let manganese in, or you'll turn the manganese-dependent genes to make pigment so your hair gets colored. If you don't have the right minerals, for example, for selenium or chromium or vanadium, you're going to actually shut off your muscles, and your muscles aren't going to absorb sugar for fuel. So your muscle contraction drops, and either you use beta, basically ketone bodies or fat acids for fuel, or you die. And if you stop moving, if you're an ancient man, you die. And the problem is that diabetes is basically an adaptive adaptation to kind of move the body, to force the body to using fatty acids instead of sugar, because the muscles are basically developing decreased insulin receptor and glucose transporter. Well, you got to correct that. So what I do is I give people the specific minerals in betaline and berberstatin and biotin plus, including our vanadium, orally. But I think also they should be taking it topically, like the endurance gel on their body. And then we use, if we need to go to the next stage, we get a plasma resonant mineral frequency through either the antenna or the best is the sonic life machine. And I make the individual minerals, which I actually put together myself, the deuterium depleted mineral with the liposomes, to actually make them super absorbed, which we do with our indium and our NutriSilver. So the problem is, you see, people don't understand this. And when I started doing work on magnesium back in the 1978, I was a resident at the Family Internal Medicine at the Calgary General. And I researched in the lab and found that Texas A&M didn't work on, found out that when you made an animal have a heart attack by blocking their artery, an animal study, their heart was mineral depleted of magnesium. So I said, oh, maybe I should add magnesium in the ACLS so my people in the emergency department don't croak on me. So I got the pharmacy to give me some magnesium, and we used it for women that had hypertensive crises for toxemia. And I got people back from torsade de pointe and cardiac conduction problems or hypothermic cardiac arrest that nobody else could. They said, what the hell are you doing, Daigle? So I contacted the American College of Surgeons, and there was some research going on in the background, but it was my contact, is one of the key ones, that added magnesium to the ACLS protocol. Well, it's not just magnesium. There's all kinds of minerals that your body needs. If it doesn't have them, no molybdenum, you can't get rid of homocysteine, and you can't get rid of heavy metals and toxic chemicals. You can't convert neurotransmitters to actually make GABA to calm you down and go to sleep and make serotonin and melatonin. So trace elements are important. This is how to get them topically. ProMag. Get it today at NutriMedical.com.